It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I am Chris Skinner, aka Producer Chris, and this is Top Stories, a daily dose of classic Bugles, taking us down memory lane, stopping at a local newsagent's, rooting through the bins out the back, and pulling out a shining pile of once topical, always satirical Bugle gold. And today's shiny slice of Bugle nostalgia is a trip back to the UK border crisis. Not from this week, though. Oh, no. From 2007 and episode 4, Immigration Everywhere.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
And this week's main story, immigration rearing its ugly, ugly head once again. David Cameron has accused Prime Minister Gordon Brown of treating the British public like fools over immigration, with his promises of British jobs for British people. And once again, it looks like immigration will retain its title as the most infantile of all political issues in Britain.
That's right, Andy. And in fact, Britain's heroically opinionated tabloids consistently prove Sir Isaac Newton's third law of lazy journalism, which is, if you print a misconception in big enough letters, it becomes a fact. That one came to him when a satsuma fell on his head.
A lot of people do blame the tabloids for the extent to which we are afraid of the thought of immigration. The problem is that immigrants have lost the battle for hearts and minds, and they need to learn from football, where immigrant footballers are known as overseas players. So we really need to start referring to these people as overseas plumbers or overseas benefit flaggers. And it just gives them a bit of extra glamour.
That is true, and that is a joke that could very quickly be misconstrued. But the media are, Andy, truly to blame. They consistently treat the delicate issue of immigration like treating a sick bird with a sledgehammer. It's not getting any better. Well, I'll just hit it again. No, still no good. I'll hit this bird better.
But the problem is, they hit it hard enough, the bird then flies in the air and it looks like it's all right. So they then have to hit it again when it lands back on the ground.
Well, that is the problem.
But the tabloids are quite monumentally childish. One of our leading tabloids did an undercover report on the shocking extent of illegal people trafficking into Britain. One of their undercover journalists claimed to have caught a 30-year-old woman from Manchester coming back from holiday in Eastern Europe trying to illegally smuggle a person into Britain inside her stomach. Now, of course, she claimed she was 6 months pregnant. But that is simply too easy an excuse, isn't it, John? I mean, how many drug mules have we heard standing up in court saying, honestly, Your Honour, I'm just up the duff with £3.5 million worth of cocaine? So the newspaper handed her over to the police and immigration authorities, as they do with all suspected smugglers of that type. They just locked her in a cell and allowed nature and the digestive system to take their course. And sure enough, 3 months later, she shat out a tiny little illegal immigrant. And the way the newspaper claimed it knew it must be an illegal immigrant was that it couldn't speak English and immediately started demanding free food.
But of course, Andy, the British people really don't have a leg to stand on with immigration because we forcibly immigrated our way around the world, testing what it was like to live in other countries and made ourselves feel extremely welcome at the time, certainly not assimilating to their way of life. It must be very hard for people to stomach the British saying they're coming over here and not trying to fit in, when this comes from the same nation who brought you the British Empire, during which I don't think you found a lot of people wearing pith helmets attempting to learn Urdu. I just want to communicate. I want to blend in and get some of the local flavour. And of course, there was the small incident of the Crusades as well. It would be hard to force your culture on someone any more than that without physically pouring it down their throat.
The extent to which we're afraid of immigration is quite ludicrous, particularly when you think of all the doctors that the NHS poaches from overseas. I think most illegal immigrants only come to Britain in order to see their local GP. And now, an immigration fact box. Britain was built on immigration. Centuries, millennia of people moving here have made us the nation we are today. All our institutions, like democracy, that was an immigrant. Even the word immigrant itself, ironically, is in fact an immigrant. It moved to Britain in the 1930s to avoid being translated into German.
Famous immigrants include Moses, Rudolf Nureyev, and Superman.
If the current rate of immigration continues, Poland will be completely deserted by 2041.
Many people blame global warming on immigrants. Is the sea level really rising, or is Britain sinking under the weight of all immigrants?
If you miscalculate the figures, you can work out that within 50 years, there will be 700 million people in Britain. And in fact, there will be more people in Britain than the rest of the world within 127 years. But I do worry a bit, John, that all the overseas workers coming here are making it harder and harder for local people to break through. I mean, young British cockle pickers are just not getting the chance now because all the first team slots are taken by the star Chinese cockle pickers who come over here on big money. I mean, some people say, of course, if you're good enough, you'll make it in the end. But I just think the opportunities aren't there for the youngsters to learn and reach the highest level of cockle picking.
That's not true, Andy. They're just focusing on, you know, cockle picking in video games. They're not actually getting outside and picking cockles.
And the same with fruit picking. I mean, some of these Eastern European fruit pickers, they've been picking fruit since they were three. And, you know, how are the British kids going to compete? It's like ski jumping, only more so.
Let me demonstrate to you, Andy, just how quickly the subject of immigration can overheat. Am I an immigrant? Yes. Do I feel I contribute to life in America? Yes, I think I do. Do I think it's right to criticise the nation which is hosting me? What on earth is that supposed to mean? Is it true that I plan to bring my family over here? How dare you ask me that question? What are you I don't have to sit here and take that. This interview is over. This interview is over.
Point proved, John.
That got out of hand quickly. That really got out of hand.
Well, I think you probably just should keep a low profile, John, because you're clearly winding yourself up. And it's, you know, it's an emotive enough issue as it is without you stirring yourself up into such a state.
The point is, I am an immigrant at the moment, Andy, so I'm extra qualified to tell you what it's like. Firstly, I'm afraid I have conformed to the stereotype of an immigrant. I did just come here to take American jobs. An American would be doing this at the moment, were it not for the fact that I had taken it. Now, I don't even like the jobs here. I just like the idea that an American can't have the ones that I have. And it's not easy putting up with the prejudice here every day. There's a lot of anti-British sentiment here. Of course, there's the language barrier for a start. I'm taking lessons, but it's not easy. And I often find myself socialising mainly with people like me who pronounce words correctly. On my part, I've tried as much as I can to adopt to the American way of life. I'm now on prescription drugs. I found God. I put on a stone and a half. And I'm completely divided on the subject of abortion. I don't know how much more I can realistically be expected to do. I'm even polluting more.
Well, that's good that you're trying to blend in, John, because the government in Britain is trying to change the way that we let immigrants in. There's talk of quotas and a points system, so we only get immigrants who are dangerous drivers. I think that's the idea behind that. But the government is also looking to introduce a practical element to the asylum application process to make sure we only get asylum seekers and would-be immigrants who are going to be sufficiently British. So to prove this, they're putting a scenario with the Queen in which Her Majesty is in genuine mortal danger, for example, in a crocodile pit wearing a tiara made of sausages, or attempting to give herself a knighthood whilst doing a wheelie on the royal quad bike. You know, genuinely lethal scenarios for a woman very much the wrong side of 80. Now, if the prospective asylum grant tries to help the 5'4" monarch in that situation, their application for Britishhood will be instantly rejected, because the correct British procedure in a situation like that, as we all know, as every true British subject knows, is to stand aside and allow God to save the Queen. It is about time he started to justify his theme song.
And also, I noticed this week, Andy, David Cameron, when addressing the Arts Council, came in for some criticism for saying that he hoped that they didn't give out any grants to one-legged Lithuanian lesbians. And this upset a lot of people, and so he responded that what he meant to say was one-legged Lithuanian dance troops. And I think he may have misunderstood why people were angry with him. No one thought he was implying that all Lithuanians are lesbian, just as now they don't think he's implying that all Lithuanians are in dance troops. Or one-legged dance troops, to be more accurate.
Is it true that all one-legged Lithuanians are either lesbian or in a dance troupe?
Well, that is true. Now, this is the interesting thing, because although what David Cameron said may look stupid at first, second and 39th glance, look at it once more. Give it that 40th look, because he's right. We are funding these groups to a massive extent. This has gone so far that there's now so much funding available that most Lithuanians are learning to dance, forming troops and sawing one of their legs off. Thank goodness David Cameron is brave enough to bring his special brand of common sense to this issue.
The Conservatives, of course, are never afraid to jump into the immigration bathtub. Just when they'd started to convince some people that the Conservatives aren't actually Conservative anymore, someone, as always, crawled out the hastily painted woodwork and started banging on about Enoch Powell. The Tory candidate Nigel Hastelow said that Powell was right in his Rivers of Blood speech. People have more or less given up complaining about the way we roll out the red carpet for foreigners whilst leaving the locals to fend for themselves. So, well done, Nigel Hastelow.
Well done, Nigel. Well done, Nigel.
This red carpet, I'm sure many immigrants to this country would question quite how red that carpet is. And were the Queen to be given the same red carpet and arrive at an official engagement and be socially marginalised, racially abused and often beaten up and murdered, she'd be pretty angry with that kind of red carpet.
That's not the red carpet she's accustomed to.
No.
But well done, Nigel. Well done. If you ever find yourself saying Enoch Powell was right about anything, not even the Rivers of Blood speech, I mean about anything, whether he was right about the capital of Botswana, then you really are making a very brave political stand. But as part of a Bugle offer, you can collect 6 audio tokens over the next 6 weeks, and we will send you a real-life immigrant to live in your house for a day and to explain him or herself to you. Age and gender of immigrant may vary. The Bugle is not responsible for any damage to the immigrant caused by you. Immigrant views do not necessarily represent the views of the Bugle. Immigrant must be returned to Bugle the following day through the post. Terms and conditions apply. Here is the first audio token now.
Immigrant token 1.
So edit that out and send it along with the other 5.
Thanks, Buglers. Is there any new news anymore? Not next week, where we'll play you 5 more masterpieces. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.